The following commentary does not reflect the view of Northumberland 89.7 or its advertisers.
Now, Straight Speak with David Hughes.
Last week, we all observed a rare event on television when half the world saw a moment when dirty old politics wilted before good old honesty. And then, a few hours later, politics roared back, fueled by anger and spewing accusations and lies. I'm talking about the U.S. Supreme Court hearings last Thursday, when we watched Dr. Christine Ford and Judge Brett Kavanaugh testify. Tens of millions watched. Tens of millions were hopeful. And then, tens of millions realized it was politics as usual. The farce in Washington was there for all to see. It's not isolated to Washington. It's politics everywhere, including here, in Ontario and Northumberland. If we strip away the histrionics and the three-ring circus of ugly old white elephants, the senators, prancing, performing, and marching to the tune of their political parties. If we remove our ideological blinders, then we can see a non-functioning political system filled with a bunch of unprincipled, unqualified political white elephants. The U.S. Senate hearing was supposed to be an honest inquiry, a hard-nosed questioning, to get at the truth of a serious allegation. It was not. Instead, it was a reality show exposing the unqualified people holding elected office and the caliber of people considered for the highest court in the land. You would think that we, all of us, including here in Northumberland, would demand the best of the best for critical positions like Supreme Court Justice, President of the United States, Premier of Ontario, and the mayor of our towns. But no, we settle for the best available, never aiming higher. It reminds me of the old saying, if you don't fail at least 90% of the time, you're not aiming high enough. Except in politics, we fail almost all the time and yet never reset a higher aim. Why? Why don't we demand more qualified leaders? Why don't we ask tougher questions? For example, last week in Port Hope, there was a debate between the two candidates for mayor. It was a new debate format, with each candidate asking three questions of the other. Now, in last week's commentary, I said the best way to measure these candidates would be to assess the questions they asked, not their answers, because the questions would reveal how big their vision is and how honest they are about the problems we face. Well, what they revealed was how myopic and self-centered both Terry Hickey and Bob Sanderson are. Since when did attendance records become part of a community vision? Where were the tough questions on financial stability of our community, like future debt? Where were the tough questions about the specifics of how they will implement the strategic plan, a document filled with generalities? One unnamed candidate for council asked me, where were the questions about how, specifically, the candidates are going to actually do things, not the what, but the how? The weak questions clearly demonstrated the lack of qualifications of both candidates. Because if you don't know the right questions to ask, you certainly are not going to find the right answers. And we the citizens, like in the United States, will just keep getting and settling for less than the best. At least in Port Hope, there's a choice. The lesser of two average candidates. But in Cobourg, they don't even have a choice for mayor. He's acclaimed. But they could have the same type of debate with the two deputy mayor candidates with bigger and better questions. Think about it. And remember, tough questions reveal the truth.
For more on this commentary and to subscribe to David's blog, visit him at straightspeak.com. Straight Speak is heard on Mondays at 1:05 p.m., Wednesdays at 8:40 a.m., and Fridays at 4:20 p.m. on Northumberland 89.7.